To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this Taco Tuesday, Baltimore and surrounding areas, get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day with your boys. It was my dash red 18 degrees when I started up the Forerunner this morning.
Mine said 14. This is ridiculous.
I noticed something, and I'm not a scientific type of guy, but I had to park under my trees now. No frost.
Yeah.
You park away from the trees, you get all that frost. Mm-hmm. I always park under my trees now to eliminate that frost.
When'd you get trees?
Last week, went to Costco.
Oh, very nice.
Planted them.
Yeah. You're white adjacent now.
got too many trees. But the good thing about having the trees where I am, it's all open area. Ain't no raking leaves. Yeah. All open area. Let them go. I don't have to rake them on nobody else's property. I love it. Oh, big win last night. Never beat Riverdale Baptist. Went down there last night and got them.
Ed,
they cover?
Well, I mean, it was. I'd say yes, they did cover, but
we're probably underdogs in that one.
Ed. He texted me last night. He goes, because I don't know, did I say this on the air or off the air, where Rob said something about, it was in a text message. We were number six. We ranked number six in the state.
Yeah,
and then you were like, hey, congrats. And I said, talk to me when you're top five.
Yeah.
And so he texted me last night, and he's like.
Riverdale was number five.
He said, hey, we beat number five.
On a row.
I said, that's great. Talk to me when the rankings come out. So can you tell Rob that he can finally talk to me when the rankings come out next week?
When you're number three, give him a ring. Yeah.
Ass.
I almost didn't text him back in the morning, and I was going to play it up as the show started. I said, but that just seems kind of awful. So I should have.
I was big, man. I've never beaten Riverdale before, man. Six was 60.
Especially on the road, man. I don't think people realize sometimes how tough that is. Like, you know, we talk about home cooking all the time, but there's a comfortability being at home, the fans there.
You ever played in PG County? There's some home cooking, bro.
Yeah, we have
some home cooking.
We played
bro.
Tournaments out that way, but never like a specific team to go out and like one game.
And the worst part about playing down there, if you complain, it gets worse. So you just got to smile and take it. Like, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate that horrible call. But my sophomore post player, Kamori Doss, got to give a shout. 34 points, 17 rebounds.
Sophomore. Wow.
Yeah. 34 points, 17 rebounds. 22 in the second half.
Points, what was the total score?
She scored half our points. We had 68.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah. 68-57. She had half the points. She scored like 22 in the second half. Unreal last night. Hats off to you, Kamori, making it happen for us and the rest of the gang for playing great defense. 410-583-1057. 4-0 now. All we get is number 8 in the country, St. John's tonight.
That's what you get tonight?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. It doesn't get easier. Speaking of not getting easier, good football game last night. I thought it was a really entertaining game. I don't want to say well played when a quarterback has four interceptions. That's not well played, but I thought it was entertaining.
Who is the best team in the AFC? I mean, like, with all things considered, I was just saying to Ed, I said, somebody's got to make that run. The two teams that nobody talks about are the Chargers and the Jags, and I understand why.
They're not sexy.
But like everybody.
West Coast. One's West Coast, the other one from
Duval. The other one's just disappointed you every single year.
Jacksonville's a depressing city.
Yeah. It's the armpit. Well, it's the leg, I guess the leg pit of the U.S. because New Jersey's the armpit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
The bottom of the foot.
Yeah.
that crust on the bottom of your foot.
Well, the thing with just looking at last night and seeing the Chargers, and Ed pointed out, they got a top three defense. They just got Amarian Hampton back. If they can keep Herbert healthy, maybe that's an interesting team. I think everybody flocks to the Bills and Texans right now because the Texans have been playing well. And the Bills are the team that, I mean, we've all
done
this.
Preseason, you thought so.
Yeah.
You won't let go.
And then you watch Josh Allen and you're like, well, yeah, if I'm going to bet on one of these quarterbacks, he's the one I want to bet on out of all of them.
Are you picking them as your dark horse? Because Texans aren't my...
No, I think people are picking those two teams as the front runners because they don't believe in the Broncos and Patriots.
No, I believe in the Patriots more than I do the Texans. I think the Texans would be a dark horse for me because their defense is so good. When you can't score, you ain't winning. And I think that's the one team that can hold you low score. However, I don't believe in their offense. I think they could lose a game 13-10.
The problem I have with them specifically, and again, Texans? Why I keep saying they're year away, no, is the Patriots. Patriots beat the Bucs on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, and the Bucs were coming off the bye. I do think it's a good win, but seeing the Saints go in there and do that, yeah. I know it's a divisional game. They beat the Bills, but then the shine kind of came off the Bills, and we're like, oh, are they even that good? So, like, I'm not trying to question them. We don't know until we get there, but, like, there's nobody in the AFC in my mind that stands out above everyone else.
I agree with that. But if you're asking me to compare, I would pick the Patriots over the Texans because I just think the Patriots' defense is good enough, and the offense is better than the Texans. Again, I think the Texans are one of those teams that could play almost a perfect game defensively, but the offense could be so bad that they could lose that almost perfect defensive game.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be about matchups when we get to the postseason.
Always.
Who's playing who. And it is weird, though. I mean, this has a chance to be the first playoffs without Pat Mahomes. And it makes you wonder, like, everybody's, got to get
what
in
are you
because
do?
He's not there. It's right. Like, what do we do now? We actually have a shot. And you've had better shots in years past of getting there even with the Chiefs in, but
the AFC Championship game was here?
Yeah, talk about it.
You feel like there's, like, a hush over the city, over the area about football, the NFL? It's like a hush.
I think people are just tired, man. Like, this has been arguably, as far as expectations go, maybe the worst sports season in Baltimore that I've had doing radio.
Good
here.
Point. Yeah.
Yep. Well, there's no doubt about that.
Because, you had expectations for both sports.
You did.
Yeah.
And then you're disappointed in both. Now, the Ravens still have a chance, I'm doing air quotes, to make the playoffs. But, like, I don't know that anybody believes in them if they get in. And the sad part is, I don't know that you should believe in anyone. Like, just enjoy the ride because there's no dominant teams in the AFC.
My problem is I have doubt, strong doubt, of whether or not they get in.
Oh, me too.
Strong doubt. Like again, I don't think they're going to go winless for the rest of the year. I don't think they're going to go undefeated for the rest of the year.
They're 6-7.
But if you ask me to bet, if you ask me to bet on one of them, I would bet they will go winless. Again, I don't think either one's going to happen. Yeah. But I think there's a greater chance for them to go winless than undefeated. I don't believe in them. I don't.
They're 6-7. I mean, if it was
6-7.
What does that mean? Please tell me.
They're under 500. They're under 500 for almost, throughout the season's almost over. They're under 500. Why would you expect them to do anything? The Steelers would be in third place in any other division in this league, in that conference. So what are we talking about here?
So as bad as the conference is, Jeremy? The AFC North is worse.
It's the worst conference. 100%.
There's no question. And guess what? Somebody's coming to one of these cities to play a game in the postseason. So,
yeah,
you're going to have a leg up on the team that's coming here just because, or if it's Pittsburgh, I still don't think it's going to be Cincinnati. But Pittsburgh right now they're in the catbird seat.
So coming into the season with all the high hopes and the talent and this, that, if you told us, oh, yeah, they'll be 6-7, but we're 14. Like, really? Under 500. And the Steelers would be on top of the division.
Wow. I can't believe the way they made Aaron Rodgers look. Like, there's a lot of things to me that that are telling of what's going on, even if nobody's saying it. Like, the fact that you come out and play the way you played against the Steelers in a must-win game when you've had extra time to get ready after the Bills ran the ball on them 55 times, and that's what you come out with.
Yeah. College football playoff is out. We know the 12 teams getting in. Notre Dame is not, and they won't stop whining about it. We will talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, the offensive line has not played well overall. But we might see the status quo, the same guys there. Is that the right answer? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fan. I don't recall a time, maybe since Lamar Jackson's rookie year when he took over for Joe Flacco down the stretch, that the offensive line was beaten up and criticized as much as they have been this year. This is what John Harbaugh had to say about his offensive line.
All in all, I thought the offensive line played well, all in all. You know, and I thought the two tackles played two of their best games. Roger overset one time, got beat inside on a certain type of a pass protection. Tyler played really well. I thought the guards played exceptionally well in the run game. I mean, they were moving people. They were wearing people out, you know, so that was good to see. I thought they were mostly good in the pass game, but too inconsistent probably. There was two or three each of them had probably. Daniel had a couple in the pass game, and Andrew might have had one or two in the run game he wants back. But every player has plays they want back. You know, I can think of one where Daniel was hard setting, like a hard play action, where it was more of a drop back pass type protection, got overextended and got beat like that. You know, that's that really shouldn't happen. I mean, you know, he should be setting a different way there. You know, he knows that. So that was a mistake. Lots of other times it was good. We got beat toward the end on a two-man inside game, you know, that we could have done a better job on. Keep Lamar clean right at the end of the game there. So things like that needed to be better from the interior guys.
We could have saved a lot of time if he just talked about the good plays that Daniel Flele had. Oh, we're done? Okay, that's great. Like, talking about him reaching and whiffing, it's absurd that you miss by that much. Like, you don't even touch. Like, you're an interior lineman and you don't touch the guy in front of you. No. You can't touch the guy in front. You had a defensive back come up and beat you.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Shannon Sharp had a ball with him. What did he say? He's always at the scene of the crime.
Yes.
Joe just said to me, he said he couldn't block the sun with his from his eyes. When former NFL players start roasting
unusual.
You know, they normally try to take up for you, but when they start getting on you, that means there's no redeeming qualities.
No, it was unusual because you don't see guys come at someone that aggressively usually. they'll give an opinion, but he just lit him on fire. And he was funny because he had so many examples and, you know, little metaphors. But it's funny but sad because he's our guy. But I don't know how you can refute it. I don't care how much analysis what people say. I'm talking about this with Ken later. I know what I see.
Yeah, because
I see people running right past him.
Ken doesn't have him being that. Horrible.
No, not at all.
So something we don't know.
Certainly going to talk about it later, and maybe they point to the run game because they had a good game on the ground or something. But he got awful in the pass game.
He reminds me of the guy. You ever see the guy that stacks the playing cards up?
Yeah,
stacks them up or the cups. And he tried to put the last one on and everything falls down. Mm-hmm. Every time he goes to block somebody, he has that look on his face after the guy beats him, like the cards just fell. Like, what am I supposed to do now?
What happened?
It's unbelievable to see somebody this incompetent at their job. And I understand, like, look, I love Ken, and Ken, we talk about this all the time. He's graded out well in certain situations, but when he looks bad, boy, does he look bad.
Yeah, he never looks as good as he does bad. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if people say he's a better run blocker, I don't think he's a good enough run blocker to justify how bad of a pass blocker he is.
Mm-mm.
He's just not. He's okay. He's not horrible as a run blocker. As we keep saying, the eyes don't lie.
When you think about the history of this team, if just guys that you've seen play a lot, like Jonathan Ogden or Marshall Yanda, or pick somebody, you know, even now with Pat Ricard, someone who's a really effective, powerful blocker, you notice it, and you'll see them knock people backward. You've seen them knock people flat. They'll, you know, and when they get beat, it's like, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Like when Ricard got knocked on his keister a couple weeks ago, it's like, oh, this is what you come to expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, come on in. Door's open. It's like,
welcome, welcome, welcome.
He's singing the Three's Company theme, huh?
Yeah. Knock on our door. Yes.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you surprised, though, with John Harbaugh's protection of the offensive line? Either you surprised.
No. No, it's his M.O. I mean, he's going to protect these guys. And, you know, and I get it. I'm sure it's not as forgiving in private, but publicly he's not going to do that.
Jeremy, you get the feeling that he's staying with the status quo?
I don't know what his options are, especially when the other guy that we were talking about maybe coming in has just been suspended for 3 games and been Cleveland. Not that he was ever going to get in the game, but again, we have to.
John Harbaugh said, shh, man, I make that
I told
sense.
You all.
Where'd that come from all of a sudden? The guy's not playing. He's not even on the radar. What'd he do that they caught him, you know,
you think
DUI?
You think somebody behind the scenes spiked his drink just to get him caught?
Maybe.
It was the DUI.
It's the same DUI he got in trouble with over the summer. He was never suspended for that.
Right. Well, are you kidding?
Yeah. Because it finally was adjudicated, and then after that, that's when the NFL can do their investigation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's
it's been a long time to figure this out. Like, what were you guys doing the whole season?
See, this is what
have
I
have to wait for legal process, and that's I forgot because this this happened. It was Kimber who the player was, not our team. Same thing. Was it Rasheed Rice?
Yeah, I think it was.
I think it was
Rasheed Rice.
They waited. Yeah.
All of a sudden, it drops again. Like, wait a minute. That happened in July of last year. Sure enough, he had to wait for the legal process.
Did you see what Twitter did to Rice?
Mm-mm.
Did you send it?
What?
You sent it. Joe sent it.
About him getting blown up? Oh, he got destroyed
Rice,
over the weekend.
Rice finally knows what it is to get hit by a highly impacted object and for the person to leave the scene.
That guy just walked away with his ass writhing in pain.
He took his soul. Mm. Oh, my gosh. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Taco Tuesday. Ravens, 27-22 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday after having 10 days off to prepare for this game after the Thanksgiving game. Now, down the stretch, the 4 games are the Bengals this week in Cincinnati, home versus the Patriots. And then they finish with 2 on the road against the Packers and the Steelers. And the road to the playoffs, Jeremy, looks like it has a lot of bumps in that road.
Well, the Ravens are favored in Cincinnati. And as you were pointing out, T. Higgins might not play.
He got concussion protocol.
He was put in the concussion. Well, he wasn't put in concussion protocol. They took him in the blue tent. He hit his head hard as can be. And I'm like, he's not coming back. And then all of a sudden, Ravens game goes to commercial. I flip back to red zone. And I'm like, they're throwing a pass to T. Higgins. They let him back in the game after that? And then sure enough, he does the same damn thing again. So I don't know if it's a huge advantage because I watched them play on Thursday night without T. Higgins. And they still beat the Ravens' ass. But
that touchdown pass he caught was beautiful, that first one.
Incredible.
The first
one? Yeah. Yeah, the first one.
Well, he was out from us from concussion.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. He wasn't here. So we get, oh, no, they beat him without him. So
that's two concussions in, what, a month?
I mean, I think it's, is it two or would it be, like, well, they let him back in the game, so I guess you got to say two.
It's got to be two. I know. No, I mean, the one he had to miss with us.
Well, I'm saying I thought he got hit twice in that game. Okay. I think he was concussed after the first one.
Okay.
And they just let him back in the game.
So that's got to be an investigation. You're supposed to be independent, aren't you?
You're supposed to be, but we all remember when Brian Daboll ran into the blue tent to try to get Jackson Dart out of there and get him back in the game. You guys see who I got in? Come on.
Joe said he was cleared on the field?
Yeah, so he went into the tent twice, and the independent neurologist cleared him twice. After the game, he said, "I'm starting to feel symptoms," so they put him in protocol.
Because he jumped up from the second one. Because the guys are getting smart. Like, I've talked to some of these guys that say they intentionally screw up on the concussion, you know, the your baseline test. So if anything does go wrong, you still seem like you're okay in that aspect.
Right.
Guys that want to go back into the game. Like, I think sometimes this stuff's in place to protect them from themselves because there are a lot of guys that are just going to go, I want to go back in the game. I want to
play. College football playoff, bracket is set up. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, John Harbaugh revealed the NFL admitted the official shouldn't have called Jones for a personal foul. I hate when they come back and admit these things. What does it do for you now?
What's the recourse?
You gave up four points, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
We did discuss the Travis Jones call as well. And the Travis Jones call, they told me, and they told me I had permission to state this, that it was a wrong call. It should not have been called.
See, my only issue, Jeremy Kahn, is when you can admit that you made the wrong call, why can't you take the same process and admit you made the wrong call at the time? What happened? What allowed you to look at it and say it was the wrong call? Video? That's the only way.
Yeah.
The only way you can admit it. Obviously. Video. So why not use video during the time to see whether or not it's the wrong call?
Well taken, because this is what my anger is. What you're raising your hand.
Because I wanted to ask a question, but you were first.
Oh. Go ahead. You've decided it was the wrong call, and he's right. You look at the same video evidence you had yesterday, 2 days ago. Now, so the day before you make this bad decision, the day after you say, "Oh yeah, that was wrong." Okay, you've admitted that you really effed this up.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about it now? Because this isn't like. This isn't Brooklyn Tech playing boys high.
We're sorry. Yeah,
this is big money football. This is the National Football League. What are you going to do for these teams now?
A four-point difference, Edge, puts you in a much different mindset on that final drive. Now you're going for the field goal.
Yes.
You're calling different plays, Jeremy. Right. Because now you don't need a touchdown. Now you need a field goal.
Well, you were going for the field goal the first time to take the lead, and then if you get the stop, then you're trying to run out the clock.
Yeah.
You know?
That, and everybody, I haven't seen one person disagree nationally. The likely catch. It was a catch.
You know who disagrees? All the referees.
Yes.
Tony Kornheiser disagrees too.
So can I
say, catch.
Here's the funny thing about
that. The hell would he know? He's never played football.
We had three plays, right? We had three plays in that game that everyone talks about. The Aaron Rodgers interception that wasn't, or whatever you want to call it. The Isaiah Likely touchdown, and then that penalty on Travis Jones. I'll be fair and say, as soon as you start watching the three plays, you have to see the other two multiple times. As soon as you watch Travis Jones, you go, oh, he didn't hit him in the head. He didn't do anything wrong. Why can't you buzz down? You pick up flags all the damn time.
There was no controversy in that play, Jeremy. Nothing. Yes.
This wasn't a subjective PI call where, it was hand fighting one, maybe not, I don't know. He didn't hit him.
And by the way, we don't know how many times they call down and tell them to pick. You know, they huddle together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're still talking to those people. Hey, man, you got to pick up that flag that wasn't.
That's not what they're doing.
They do that all the
time. That's not what they're doing. They're saying, what are you doing after the game?
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
The Capitol, you ready? You want to have a cocktail? Yeah. Make believe. Maybe we were talking about that. Go like this.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
Call that. What does that mean? He's on a roll.
You know, this is the thing, though. This is kind of awkward. I wonder what the room is like after the league admits they made a mistake.
Yeah, we move on. You know, we move on. We just like our team does. You know, it's our job to make it right. You know, that you can't. You're not going to expect everything to go your way. You're going to get. There's a great passage in 2 Corinthians that talks about, you know, these kind of things, trials and tribulations and things like that. They create an enduring toughness and hope. You know, and that's you look at it that way. We understand what the good that can come from these challenges. And if we become the type of team that can overcome these types of things, then you become the type of team that can go far. And I think that's true for football. It's also true for life, for family, for your kids. When you talk to your kids, all these things. These are enduring, self-evident principles that we try to talk to our guys about. So let's apply them to our football team right now. And those calls were trials and tribulations. Put it that way. And you know what? Let's overcome them. Let's beat them.
Jeremy, I want you to apologize.
No, I'm just gonna.
I want you to apologize.
You son of a bitch! You did this on purpose, didn't you? So I'd have to eat some crow. Use some scripture after a loss. He waited till the next day, but he did it.
You owe him an apology.
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. There's a first time for everything.
Can I say this?
He's been doing that for 18 years.
After losses.
Yeah. No, every week.
No. John Harbaugh is talking a lot more spiritual and life than he ever has.
Yep. I don't think that says to me.
That's normally a guy who's ready for the next thing. When you're starting to look at things that are bigger than football. That to me sounds like a guy, maybe it's almost time to call it a wrap.
I want to say this. We have to be careful, too. I'm not saying this applies to John, but there are so many people that go out there and talk about these things and don't live that lifestyle and speak on it
over and over. That's not what I'm saying. When you start looking at things that are big, well, it's bigger than football. It's more about life. To me, that sounds like a guy that's ready to turn the page.
But we don't know that's what he's doing.
When you start talking about it, that's what I'm saying. He talks about it, in my opinion, more now than ever before. You even said, he doesn't talk about it after losses. He doesn't. Normally sit up there and quote scriptures and waxing religiously after losses like that. You know, it seems like he's becoming more of a, it's bigger than football here now.
Yeah.
I don't believe they move on, though. I don't believe it's no big deal when officials screw up. You mean that whole room is like, oh, okay, well, let's move on.
And by the way, I think we were all talked about this and said, it's not the officials that cost you. There's so many things you could have done in that game to win that damn game. But the thing that pisses me off week after week, and it doesn't have to be the Ravens game, we're constantly talking about what is a catch. Like, define it. And then now all these, even these referees going, there are so many people that are writing this. If that play happened in the middle of the field, would you be willing to call that a fumble? The middle of the field is different than the end zone. They've been telling this all the time. Like, the rules in the end zone are different in the middle of the field. Like, if you toe tap and fall to the ground, you got to maintain the catch of the ground.
That would have been a fumble in the middle of the field, by the way.
I think he had 2 feet down, possession. He's holding the ball out, and he got knocked out. So, yes, I think if that happens in the field of play, but we're in the end zone. And I'll say it again. Where do you have to football move to when you're in the end zone?
Let me address this, Jeremy. You said a lot of other things could have happened before officiating. You're right. But officiating is part of the game too. You can't lose games because of officials. That's the worst cliche in all the sports.
I don't want to be the guy complaining about officials.
Officials can't cause you to lose the game. Yeah, they can cause you to lose the game. The official, you just admitted to us, John Harbaugh, that the NFL said they screwed this up. How can officials not cost you the game? They can cost you the game. You can play. No game is perfect. No one plays a perfect game. So I don't want to hear that. Well, they could have done other things to help. Well, everybody could have done other things in a football game. But officials can influence wins and losses. If not, then they wouldn't be on the field. Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg? What in the world
is this? Ryan, good morning. I first of all, I would like to wish the Big Bad Morning Show's community a joyous holiday season.
Thank you. Same to you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Regarding Coach Harbaugh, look, the man has a very difficult job of head coaching a football team. I've come to the assessment, it just does not make sense to drive him into the ground for what he does. We make it more difficult for him when we drag him in the ground like that. He's done a good job. We still have hope. And relatedly, regarding the NFL and the refs, it's the same type of thing. They have a difficult job. It does not make – you gotta consider how you go about criticizing them. Look, let me say this one thing. In a way, you can persuade them to do better, but in a way, if you go about it in a mean-spirited way, you're just going to make them do the same type of thing they've been doing the whole time. You know, the mean-spiritedness doesn't help. I like how Coach Harbaugh referred to the Bible, and you know, you don't want to be a Bible-toting person because everybody doesn't appreciate that, but – you know, it has to be a love of God and the NFL and Baltimore City that will carry us through this.
I ain't raising children, Greg. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm not raising children, Greg. I don't have to be – I'm not mean-spirited, but at the same time,
yeah,
it's my job.
Hold up.
I'll let you talk. Greg, did I cut you off? Did I cut you off?
No, right. You didn't.
It's my job to analyze. It's my job to talk about what happened. And when he makes bad calls and bad decisions and bad things happen, I'm going to, because it's my job. It ain't my job to come in here and wave pom-pom for him and nobody else. It's my job to talk about what happened. You can choose to like it or not like it, but it ain't my job to raise kids while I'm on air. It's my job to talk about what happened. And we all can see when bad things, and we give him credit when good things happen. But, I'm not here to wave pom-poms for him or anybody else. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it's bad when it's bad. I appreciate your call.
But the other thing, too, like, again, there are a lot of people that pontificate and get up there and say all these things. And mm-hmm. we know who they are across the board. And I'm not saying that's what Harbaugh is. But the problem becomes, like, once you start doing this over and over, when you start losing, nobody wants to hear that anymore.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to hear it.
This is pro sports. He's not coaching my kids. He's not the nice teacher that takes time out of his busy schedule away from his family that invests in our kids. Now, he's not that guy. He's a guy making millions of dollars to coach football. It's his only job. He's got one job, like every other coach. Therefore, when he's not doing it adequately, that's what we talk about. World is stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, the Ravens and Patriots game was flexed to Sunday Night Football. The league thinks this game will matter. Do you feel the same way? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So the Patriots and Ravens game in 2 weeks has been flexed. Ed Norris, they think this game is going to mean something. I guess based on the other option that they had, this was the kind of a no-brainer. Your thoughts on flexing this game?
I could see it. I mean, I didn't look at the full slate for that weekend.
It would have been Bengals Dolphins.
Yeah.
Wolf.
So, yeah, you have two lesser teams.
Two teams that are going nowhere versus going nowhere. At least one team that is.
By the way, yeah, Dolphins aren't out of it yet.
I think it's not just, well, obviously, if it was the Patriots and the Broncos, it'd be a no-brainer. But the fact it's Patriots and the Ravens, I still think it matters because, you know, the Patriots, obviously, if they're fighting to keep their first place, they're going to get it. They're going to be in first. And the Ravens are still fighting for a playoff spot. So to me, I'm like, yeah, it makes total sense. That they flex this game just because, you know, I'm looking at, you know, the other things on the slate that weekend. Kansas City, Tennessee, Cincinnati, Miami, you said Jets, Saints, Giants, Vikings. Although Tampa's playing Carolina.
That would be a good one.
That's a good one. That's for division. Jacksonville's playing Denver.
Is this still the Lamar Jackson aura?
Could be. Yeah, very well could be. Because the rest of the game, well, yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, the game's meaningful, so I can see it. I just there are some decent games that day, some good games, actually.
410-583-1057. Jeremy Carr, you think this game will still mean something?
Yeah, I mean, it's
for both teams, that is.
Okay, well, then, way to throw a caveat in there, because I definitely think it means something to the Patriots trying to get the number one seed. But yeah, look, you can't sit here. I know how we all feel after a loss to the Steelers, but they're not running the table, guys. It's just it's not what they've done at any point this season. They've lost to like incredibly terrible teams, the same way the Ravens have. So this isn't me telling you that the Ravens are getting into the postseason, they're going to win this division. I mean, I still think that's wide open, but it does mean something until until it doesn't mean something, right? Like, looking at those games, would I rather have Cincinnati and Miami? And Ed, when you were going over the games, we don't know. I mean, maybe we can look it up and see what does Fox have? What did they not want to give up?
Right,
or CBS,
right.
According to one or four, on a nationally televised game. And this may be the one that they grabbed in the best of the bunch.
Probably that Buccaneers-Panthers game was probably a Fox game. Probably didn't want to give that up.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a battle for first.
Wow, hard saying that, isn't it?
Upstart Saints.
Let's go to Mike in Harford County. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got three things. First of all, I got to disagree with Jeremy. A football move in the end zone after two steps is spiking the ball or dropping the ball on purpose. So that's a football move.
Fair.
Second of all, I think people want to see the Ravens get buried on national TV. If they lose that game, they're buried. Mm. And third of all, what would you think of an LA Super Bowl after the Dodgers' two championships?
It'd make me sick to my stomach, I think. Actually, you know, I wouldn't mind that as much. I don't think anybody out there, unless you're an NFC West fan, hates Matthew Stafford, right? Like, it's kind of an indifferent, likable guy. He was a loser for so long on the Lions that I feel like he didn't think about that. But you could have an LA Super Bowl.
Why would the nation want to see the Ravens get buried?
Oh, I don't know about that part.
I don't think the Ravens aren't a hated team. I mean, hated in Pittsburgh, hated in Cleveland. But I disagree with that part. I don't think the nation wants to see the Ravens get buried.
No, I think they become more popular since Lamar's joined the team. But I don't think people really liked it. I don't think many Ravens fans outside the city until we got Lamar. Now he's just, you know, he's a dynamic player.
I think that's why it's on national TV. I think that's one of the reasons. Yeah. I think.
I mean, I told you, I always judge. I judge this, but jersey sales are important. I mean, they track them for a reason. They really are. And it's all the traveling I've been doing over the last couple of years, 20 years now, I've never seen Ravens gear out of town. Very rarely do you see anything. Now, every store that carries jerseys has a Lamar jersey hanging up. And I didn't see, there were no Flacco jerseys when I was in Florida. You see Lamar jerseys, though.
Rashawn in Baltimore.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, real quick, man. So that Isaiah Likely call, man, it's probably worse than the Dez Bryant, you know, call they had years ago, man. You know, but
they penalized him for being overly athletic.
Exactly.
I got what you're saying with that, but I think Dez Bryant was more of a clear catch, and that was the playoffs. I think that was worse.
Yeah,
Dez Bryant. Yeah. I mean, that was if you want to be a nitpicker, you could look at Isaiah Likely and say, okay, all right, whatever. But Dez Bryant, there was no way on earth that was not a catch.
Did you find it odd that Bill Cowher said that Isaiah Likely did everything right by holding the ball away, and then Harbaugh comes back and says, no, he's got to put the ball away?
You can't, because the defender's there. You're bringing the ball to the defender's hand. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, more Cowboy talk.
About the Patriots game, right? You know, like, it was a no-brainer that they flexed this game to prime time. And also, the game after that, I believe, is going to be flexed, too, into the Saturday schedule. I think that Packers game is going to be that. They're going to flex that.
I agree. I think they're going to wait to see what they do maybe this week before they do that, though.
Okay.
I agree.
What game he's going to flex? The Packers game. The Bears game?
Who are they playing? Who are the Packers?
The same weekend as the Ravens game?
The Ravens-Packers
game. Oh, the Ravens-Packers. I got you. The Packers game that weekend is already a 20 game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Yeah. You're talking about Ravens-Packers. Right. Yeah, yeah. That's why I said I think it depends on what the Ravens do this week before they decide that.
And Jeremy, real quick, man, do you think it's odd that the Ravens are like the favorites going into next week, and would you put your money on the Ravens or what? Or you think Ravens are the biggest trying to trap people, man, and put all their money against the Bengals? And what?
No, I don't want to be the guy that just keeps going back to the well thinking things are going to change, but I do think the Ravens win this game in Cincinnati. Cincinnati's defense, I feel like Cincinnati's air kind of went out of the balloon last week when they lost to Buffalo or on Sunday. Because now they're talking, can we win the last four games? You guys haven't won four games in a row all year long. What makes you think you've only won four games all year long? What makes you think anything's going to change at this point? So you go in, run the foot. They still can't stop the run. I just checked. They still can't stop the pass. So go in and get it done. I still think they win the game.
Rockabacco joins us from the winter meetings at 7:30, but on the other side. College football playoffs is out. We know the 12 going in. Notre Dame's out, and they're letting everybody know about it. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.